I heard you this morning saying that you're bringing the budget forward till the 1st of October and to suggest it was because of a calendar clash in Europe. Now, that is laughable. I've been opposition finance spokesperson for 14 years. September is the crucial month for taxation. You know that. Companies have to file for September. There is always the reason a white paper isn't published until the Friday before budget is because the input of the September tax results. So you're going into this budget without without sight of the September expenditure or revenue figures, and that's okay, but let's not pretend that it's for anything else. Let's not pretend that it's for anything other than to potentially pave the way for an early election. Are you telling this House that you're bringing forward the budget without the sight of the September returns? Because that's what it appears to be. And that's fine if you're making that decision, but why are you making that decision is the question. Because I think you're really taking away the public for fools. Because that's a major decision to take. It's a decision that you can take, absolutely, but it actually reduces the data that you will have in framing the budget. And every single finance minister has crucially said that. The budgetary oversight has been demanding the white paper be published weeks earlier. Every finance minister is saying it can't be published until the Friday at midnight before the budget on the following Tuesday. Why? Because the September tax receipts are crucial to the formation of the budget. All I'm saying, Minister, is if you've decided to take it forward, let's be truthful about it. It's to give you options for an early budget instead of actually coming up with this cock and bull story about a clash in terms of what is it? You're going to a European meeting on the 8th of on the 8th. Is that what's happening? Is that why we can't have the budget on the 8th as normally scheduled?
Well, what's going to set the wider budgetary and fiscal parameters is the summer economic statement, which we're going to set out next week. And that will set out the position on taxation and expenditure and what's possible for budget 2025. I mean, you have a complete contradiction. You're calling for an election every day of the week in here, first of all. And secondly, we're actually committed to political stability and running our full term.